This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. NATO leaders are meeting Thursday in Brussels to discuss their short-term and long-term response to Russia's month-old invasion of Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden is due to announce a new round of sanctions targeting Russian political figures, oligarchs, and other entities at the summit. President Biden will also meet with fellow leaders of the world's seven biggest industrialized nations, commonly known as the G7, and the European Council. Jake Sullivan, the president's national security advisor, said the overall goal is to hear that the resolve and unity that we've seen for the past month will endure for as long as it takes. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to give a virtual address to NATO leaders during Thursday's summit. In a video released late Wednesday, Zelensky asked NATO members for effective and unrestricted support, including weapons for Ukrainian forces. He also urged citizens around the world to take to the streets to protest the Russian invasion. Meanwhile, Russia's communications regulator has blocked Google's news collection service. Russia's Interfax news service said Wednesday the regulator accused the U.S.-based tech giant of allowing access to what it called fake material about the country's military operation in Ukraine. A new Russian law makes it illegal to report any event that could discredit the Russian military. In other news, South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported Thursday that North Korea launched what appears to be an intercontinental ballistic missile, citing a South Korean military assessment. Japan's defense minister reported that the projectile, which it referred to as an apparent ballistic missile, traveled for nearly an hour before splashing down in Japan's exclusive economic zone. VOA has not confirmed the South Korean military's assessment. However, a South Korean defense ministry official who spoke on condition of anonymity told VOA that if Japan's figures are correct, it could be an ICBM. If confirmed, the launch could be North Korea's first long-range missile launch since 2017. This is VOA News. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness told Britain's Prince William and his wife Kate that his country is seeking to become fully independent of the British Commonwealth.
Jamaica is, as you would see, a country that is very proud of our history, very proud of what we have achieved, and we are moving on, and we intend to attain in short order our development goals and fulfill our true ambitions and destiny as an independent, developed, prosperous.
Prime Minister Holness made the surprise declaration before the royal couple Wednesday, a day after they arrived as part of a week-long tour of the Caribbean and Central America that coincides with the 70th anniversary of the coronation of William's grandmother, Queen Elizabeth II. A protest held before William and Kate's arrival demanded that Britain pay reparations for enslaving hundreds of thousands of Jamaicans on sugarcane and banana plantations that created fortunes for their British owners. The royal couple's trip comes just 4 months after another Caribbean island, Barbados, became a republic by removing Queen Elizabeth as the sovereign head of state. Singapore said Thursday it will lift quarantine requirements for all vaccinated travelers beginning next month, joining a string of countries across Asia rapidly moving toward an approach of living with the virus. Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said the financial hub will also drop requirements to wear masks outdoors and allow larger groups to gather. Singapore was one of the world's first countries to shift from a strategy of containment to a new COVID-normal attitude for its more than 5 million residents. But the city-state had to delay some of its plans due to subsequent outbreaks. Repeating our top story, NATO leaders are meeting Thursday in Brussels to discuss their short-term and long-term response to Russia's month-old invasion of Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden is to announce a new round of sanctions targeting Russian political figures, oligarchs, and other entities at the summit. President Biden will also meet with fellow leaders of the world's seven biggest industrialized nations, commonly known as the G7 and the European Council. For more on this and all the stories we're following, visit us on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.